And I'm joined in the studio by my guests for today. It's Councillor Jill Hubbard, Tessa Webb and Phil Ricketts. Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm quoting here from the Brentwood Gazette of about a week ago. It says, gym members say their pool, sauna, steam room and community will be decimated and destroyed when a £1 million refurbishment starts next month. The LA fitness chain has been taken over by Pure Gym, a company with a very different business model to LA Fitness, which means in practice that many of the current facilities at the centre in Worley will go to be replaced basically by fitness machines. So, Councillor Jill Hubbard, Tessa Webb and Phil Ricketts, you're part of the action team that are sort of protesting about this. Can you tell me when you first heard about these changes, when they were going to take place?
Well, we first heard about 3 weeks ago when all the members were sent out a letter to say that the club was going to close on the 4th of September and everything was going to be stripped out and except the gym equipment.
It's very short notice, that, isn't it, really?
It was very short, yes. Yeah. And most of the members use all the facilities, and about 30% apparently are gym users only. Okay. So 70% are very upset because the swimming pool is used widely, especially by a lot of senior people, retired people, people with disabilities. They use the pool, and they've got a sauna area and steam room, and they're all going, all being stripped out. Right. Plus the fact there's two squash courts there that are used by the squash club of Brentwood, and that's quite an ongoing feature there. And
yeah.
There's so many people that are really unhappy with the situation of losing all those good things.
I think the yoga studio have had to move out as well, haven't they? The Wellbeing Yoga Brentwood, I think.
Yes, I believe so. There's a lot of the ladies from that club are protesting about that.
The yoga, along with the person that runs the bar and the cafe and restaurant, the hairdressers, the treatment rooms, all of those people that do sports massages, they've all just been given 4 weeks' notice as well of their businesses. So there's a lot of members devastated, as well as the staff and the businesses that operate out of there.
Yeah, I mean, having looked into this a bit, it strikes me it's not just the facilities that are at risk of being destroyed, it's a whole community that's been built up around the club. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, because the bar is run by Kevin and his family, and it's a very good function room, a cafeteria, very friendly. And his family are all part of that business, which would have to go if it closes, because there won't even be a cafeteria, there'll be no refreshment area. And Pure Gym also boasts that they're offering 50 classes,
yeah.
But they haven't explained clearly that these classes are not staffed by any people. They're just, if you go to a class, you just get a video screen in front of you and you have to follow it, you see.
Oh, okay.
So there's no real staff to and look after you there. There's two people will be on site, apparently, but if it's a huge gym like they say it is, I would have thought health and safety would dictate that that's not enough. If you have an accident in the gym there's no one you can call.
Right, okay.
So,
yeah, I mean, in the interest of balance, I mean, I did ask Pure Gym for their side of the story, but I've yet to receive a reply to my message. But the company's business model is to provide a basic gym at a basic price, isn't it? I mean, their website says, we believe everyone should be able to keep fit and healthy. That's why our goal is to bring you world-class fitness equipment at an affordable price. To achieve this, we've stripped away the unnecessary facilities such as saunas, cafes and steam rooms in favour of the latest kit, including functional training zones, vibration platforms and TRX suspension trainers, whatever they are. I'm not quite sure what they are. But I would guess that you wouldn't necessarily agree that these facilities are unnecessary, would you?
I think the bit that Pure Gym have overlooked is that their business model might work in a big city centre like Manchester.
Yeah.
With a commuter population doing something after work. But Worley actually is a lovely residential family area, and the LA Fitness Centre there at the moment is populated by people of all ages, and in particular the pool services the older population. If you say, I might be making too much of a generalisation, but if you say over 50s,
yeah.
It's very popular. The water aerobics run most days, and you have to wake up at 6:30 and book your place in that class because they're all gone by 7:00. They're so popular.
Really?
It's not weight bearing. There's a lot of people that have had hip operations. There's people that make their way into the pool using the crutches. They're completely excluded from what's being introduced now, the same as we've had children's classes. My youngest daughter learned to swim at LA. It's facilities that reach all the generations. What's being introduced is targeted at a much smaller population, which might work. It might be a successful model in a busy city centre, but I think it's completely inappropriate for Worley. And the classes at the moment with the cafe that Phil's just outlined, a lot of people do a class, then they have a cup of coffee, they meet as friends, particularly the older generation. It's very much a community. It's much more than just going in and having a quick workout and thinking you've burnt off a few calories.
Sure. Thanks, Tessa. Now, Phil, you've kind of spearheaded this campaign, haven't you? And you have actually interacted with Pure Gym. Can you sort of talk us through that, about what happened there?
Yes, I'm just a normal member of the club, and I feel incensed by it. And yeah. Quite a few people have written to Pure Gym. Well, I wrote a letter, email, and put it for the attention of the CEO of Pure Gym, thinking that I may not hear much.
Right.
But anyway, next day he actually telephoned me. This Humphrey Cobbold is the chief executive. He telephoned me to ask what our views were, our opinions are, and he did listen, quite kindly to us. And anyway, he gave me some encouragement because he actually said, "Well, I don't want to actually." Annoy a lot of people. If we can come to some agreement where your club can buy us out, or if you can find another gym or another gym is prepared to put an offer in, they'll consider that, you see.
Right.
So we took that in hand, and we were quite encouraged by this. And then I think it was only about the 18th of August, another club made a bid.
Oh, really?
For us, you
okay.
see. And we were quite upbeat about that.
Yeah.
And we were waiting to hear, but we hadn't heard yet. And then a few days later, a second club contacted Pure Gym, and unfortunately this second club were told it wasn't for sale. We were in total confusion.
Yeah,
I was in total confusion, and we were a bit downbeat about this, you see. So I phoned the next day, last Tuesday I contacted Pure Gym again, and they wouldn't make any comment whether it was for sale or not. But I mentioned about the second club being told it's not for sale.
Okay.
So they made no comment. They said, it looks as though they're considering what to do, and I'm only an ordinary member. They weren't prepared to talk to me about negotiations that they're making with other clubs.
Right, okay.
But we've heard through the grapevine two or three clubs have shown interest, and they can't comment at the moment about that. So we're still waiting to hear. The first club who made a bid apparently are still waiting an answer.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging, isn't it? Yeah. And I mean, if none of that works out, is there any possibility of a members buyout, do you think?
Well, that's a lot more difficult because you've got to form a company.
Okay.
And whilst several members did indicate they might like to contribute towards the fund, it would be enormous because we're looking at sort of £1 million as a guess, pure guess, and even if you've got 1,000 members all put £1,000 each in this, someone's got to administer all this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's much easier and simpler if a gym club, an existing fitness club, buys it. And also if you have a members buyout, you got the problem where we haven't got any collateral, we haven't got any history of running a club.
Yeah.
So Pure Gym would be much more likely, really, to accept an offer from an existing established gym company.
Okay. Well, Jill, now you're a Liberal Democrat councillor. Now, after all, this is a commercial enterprise, and ordinary people and even the local council have probably not got a lot of control over who runs this place, but I guess you've got some say in the way it's run. Now, one of the things they want to do is to open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Is that something that comes within the council's remit to be able to have some say in that? Because I guess there'll be some people worried about that.
Well, yes, Bob, you're absolutely right. The council has very limited influence at all because this is a business proposition. But when I first heard about this, I did contact planning and licensing departments at the town hall. And I quote for you, from a planning perspective, there's no restriction on the number of members, but presumably for safety reasons, a finite number of users can use the gym at any one time.
Right.
However, if the gym were to ask for 24/7 opening, they would have to apply for planning permission for that.
Right, and I would have thought it's quite unlikely they're going to get that, isn't it? Well, maybe impossible to predict, I suppose. But.
Well, it doesn't necessarily... My question when I was sent my question to the officers was really to do with parking.
Okay.
Because this is a residential area, and you've got Tyrrell Rise, Chinditz Lane itself has got the foyer in it, and my concern was the noise from cars coming in and out. But it says that providing the 24/7 opening hours doesn't necessarily result in the need, I'm quoting here, to expand the capacity of the car park. And it may even, they say, spread the number of vehicle movements across a longer period of time, resulting in fewer vehicle movements between the current opening hours. Mm. So if an application is submitted to vary the opening hours... then they have to make an objective assessment then on the car park capacity and travel parking arrangements. Mm-hmm. But in terms of planning, we have no jurisdiction over any changes internally, because there's no material change of use away from what it currently is now. It's still a gym model.
Right, okay. And I think I read somewhere that Pure Gym aimed to increase the membership from something like 3,000 to 10,000. I don't know, just looking at it, it seems like that their business model it just doesn't fit into this area. Would you agree with that?
Not at all.
No.
And I think the other bit is that there's a lot of classes that are run there at the moment by some really excellent instructors, but the classes tend to be no more than 20 or 25, and they can give people advice on their own health needs. You know, I had sciatica when I first started doing Pilates, and I got some instruction of do the exercise this way, don't do it that way.
Yeah.
And it's safe, but if you're going to scale on this level, clearly that kind of advice and help for members is gone.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably tell by looking at me, but I don't visit gyms. But I understood that a lot of the time when you join a gym, you have a one-to-one session with a professional who kind of guides you through what you should be doing to make sure that you don't overdo things. And it can be quite dangerous if someone goes headlong into these things. Really? Yeah, yeah. Mm, okay, so what can you do? I mean, it seems to me that your main line of attack might be just to convince Pure Gym that their business model doesn't fit the area. I don't know, what else can you do?
Could I? Well, Bob, one other thing that I have done, a little bird told me that the current owners of the premises, the leasehold,
right,
FA Fitness doesn't, and Pure Gym now, don't own that building.
Oh, okay.
And apparently the current owners of that building, or the leasehold for it, I'm not entirely sure of these legal definitions,
right,
but they have in the past resisted internal changes.
Okay.
Now, I have written to the directors of this company, which is based in Kent, alerting them to this, and sent it last Tuesday and hoped to have heard by now from them, and basically my argument was to persuade them to resist these internal changes proposed by Pure Gym, because for various reasons, but I included the fact that if Pure Gym were to go bust, or this particular club were to close and pull out, then their building would be left an empty shell, without any redeeming features inside, as it has now, albeit it may need a bit of refurbishment now, but it's currently got the lovely bar and social area and the widescreen TV and all these sauna, jacuzzi and everything. If that's just taken out by Pure Gym, then their building premises would be far less easy to let later. So that's a letter that I've written, but have yet to hear anything.
Okay. And you've also contacted local MP Eric Pickles, asked him for help in your campaign. What response have you had so far?
I wrote to Eric Pickles, but I think he also had letters from quite a few other members as well. He wrote to the CEO of Pure Gym, and they did come back to him, but more or less said, look, this is our business model. Would you like to come and visit one of the gyms, but not the Brentwood one, because they plan to close it? As I understand it, he's written back again. From what I can gather, Eric Pickles very much supports the local residents and members in their approach. But the person I spoke to earlier this week, he hadn't heard back again from the CEO.
And you've got a petition in the LA CAF, haven't you? And you've got an online petition as well. I'll give you that now, but it's probably a bit difficult to write down this one, but we will put it on our website later today. It's change.org/p/pure-gym-save-our-gym. And if you manage to write that down, you're doing pretty well.
If you just type in change.org and Brentwood Pure Gym, you'll get to it.
Much more sensible, Tessa.
And there's loads of comments from members right across the membership, really, about how important. And I was sort of reading some of them before I came this morning. And the word community, and that this the gym is unique, that people care about each other, they have fun up there at the moment, and particularly from the older generation. About how important it is for them keeping their health going, as it comes across in the comments.
Okay. Well, I must just say, I don't know whether this is totally appropriate, but if it all goes wrong and you lose your gym, one of the guys from the Brentwood Centre popped round with this leaflet just to say that they've got a gym, two swimming pools, there's no joining fee, group fitness classes, racket sports, free parking, and they're doing a special offer of a two-year membership for £444 at the moment. Of course, we much prefer that you keep your existing facilities, but there is an alternative elsewhere in the borough, but I completely understand.
Can I just say one thing, though? I mean, the Brentwood Centre, I've used it and love it too. Yeah. But the pool at Chinditz Lane is level and it's warmer.
Okay.
The pool we've got at Brentwood Centre is graded. So to do those auto-aerobic classes that are so popular will be a completely different experience.
Very good point,
That is why we're really desperate that pool is not filled in.
Right, okay. So you've got your online petition, you've got the MP on board, Eric Pickles. Anything else you can do?
Well, not really. Can I just say that I did, just before coming out here, I thought I'd phone a Pure Gym just to see, is there any later information?
Okay, Phil, yeah.
And they wouldn't say too much at all, but the official line that there is that the letter that the members received about closing the club on the 4th of September will apply, but Pure Gym are always open to offers from other clubs.
Okay.
So really, that's not telling us anything, really, because we still don't know whether they're going to agree to accept an offer. So we're in limbo, really.
I mean, I can understand them sort of keeping it quiet at the moment if there's sort of commercially sensitive negotiations going on in the background, and let's hope there are, and let's hope it all works out well for you. Thanks very much for coming in today and telling us all about it, and I wish you all the luck in the world. I hope it all works out for you. We will put all those details on our website later on, so if you missed any of that, you'll be able to listen again to this interview and find the links through to that online petition. So for now, Councillor Jill Hubbard, Tessa Webb and Phil Ricketts, thank you so much indeed.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob.